yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them up continually upon thy heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. God is telling us some of the things that he just cannot stand, things that he hates: a proud look. A proud look, like I'm better than you are. Having a high opinion of yourself and not willing to change that for any reason. There are people like this. Oh, look at him. Oh, look at her. They can't stand up to me. I'm something. Is that what God expects of us? He puts it in the Word. Why? He wants you and I to read it, to understand it, and follow it. A proud look. Next, a lying tongue. A person who tells untruths about people or things. Just make himself look better. So he doesn't get in trouble. Doesn't care about anybody else. Is this to be in a Christian's life? I don't think so. But why does God tell us these things? Just for the people that are not saved? He tells it for our benefit as well. Hands that shed innocent blood. Well, self-explanatory. Murderers, killers, people that don't care about anybody else. People that don't care about anybody else. They're only worried about themselves. I pray this is not in a Christian's life. What are the two greatest commandments of God? Loving God and loving each other. He loves you. We know that. He loves you with everything he has. But do we love each other the same way? I pray we can, or we do. Our God is looking to us to bring others to Christ. People that don't know him. And what does it say here in the 23rd verse? For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction our way of life. Our light must shine before men. The brother was speaking that just in a few words. Not to worry about the flights or the time it's going to take. Maybe it's God sparing you for something that's going to happen in flight. A good thought. We are all His children. He tells us in His Word, suffer the little children to come unto me. Suffer the little children. Make them come to me. I want to hold them in my arms. He wants to hold you and I. He doesn't mean just the babies. But that's where it starts, with the little children. Bring up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he'll never leave from it. He may not come to church. He may not do a lot of the things, but he won't forget what he was taught. And we'll go on. A heart that devises wicked imagination. Telling things that haven't even happened. They're just imaginations. Things to make you look better. You tell a story and it makes you look good. Well, I did this and I did that. But it isn't true. Is this what God wants us to tell? No. That's wicked imagination. Let's stick to the truth. Feet that are swift and running to mischief. Always looking for a place to go to have a good time. Always looking for a good time. But not looking to the Lord. Giving up the opportunities that God has given us to bring someone to Christ, to lead them. Use that light that God has given us. A false witness that speaks lies. Once again, we go back to liars and pride. People who make things up to hurt someone else. You know, I don't like that guy over there, so I'm going to make up a story about him. What? Is that what God tells us to do? Hurt people? I don't think so. If we do the things that God wants us to do, that's all that counts. That's all that counts. And finally, the seventh thing, the worst of all, in verse 19, he says, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers. Sowing discord among brothers. Trying to separate the church. Trying to do things that would separate us. We are unified in Christ. We are here in one mind and one accord to do the things which are right before God. Does He want us to be like this? He says He hates these things. He hates these things. He's given us the opportunity to check ourselves. Do I fall in this category? Do I fall in that category? Ask yourself these questions. If I do, Lord, forgive me. Help me to change my ways. And don't say, well, I'm a Christian and I don't do these things. Well, maybe there is a category that you might fall into. But we must question ourselves, dear ones. We must question ourselves. Don't ever think that you're in that place and that's it. That's the way God wants me and that's the way I'm staying. Good. Stay that way. But make sure that that's the way He wants you. Ask Him, Lord, am I doing what You want me to do? Show me what I'm doing wrong. Lead me, guide me, Help me to be what you want me to be. If we love God, we'll keep his commandments. We'll do the things that he wants us to do. We'll protect one another. Brother's going through something, a sister's going through an illness, whatever it happens to be, you're there to help. You send a card for encouragement. You're doing the things that God wants you to do, not the things that he hates. You know, we spoke a little bit about something the other night. How we are to be childlike. We are to be childlike. This is what God wants us to be. And that doesn't mean you got to go around acting like a baby. Childlike means to use the things that God has given you. A child is trustworthy. A child is innocent. A child has no pride. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Do you know that the disciples, it's in three different places, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that God said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and the disciples told him, the children, well, what good? They don't know anything. He was very angry with them. He was angry. Why was he angry? Because that's where you start the teaching. When they're children. So they can have those things to bring in their life. To know what is right and what is wrong. And when they learn it, they'll never lose it. Heaven is going to be filled with people like this. Not people that are walking around pompous and proudful and say, I own the universe. I'm up here. No. Pride, where does it go? Before destruction. Pride goes before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Take this out of me, Lord, if I have anything like this in my heart. Take it out. I want to be more like you. I want to be more childlike when it comes to the things of the Lord. He has taught us. He has showed us from when we were brought into the faith. Some were brought at an older age. Some were brought when they were children. But we all have learned what God wants from us. And what we've learned, we pass on. We tell other people. We show other people. There's a verse in chapter 18 of Matthew. Matthew chapter 18. And we'll start with verse number 3. This is Jesus calling the little children. And he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. So when we receive somebody in the name of Jesus, it makes him very happy. God is telling you and I to suffer to bring the little children unto him. And not only the little children, but people that don't know the Lord. If you don't know him today, he's here for you, dear ones. Anyone that doesn't know him, he's here for you. I just pray that you and I can be as God wants us to be. He wants us to be heaven's children, teachable, trustworthy, free of pride, unsophisticated and loving. Jesus loves the little children. How does the song say? Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world. All the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And dear ones, he loves you and I. We are his children. And we want to be teachable. We want to be teachable. Did you ever see a child in a room where the teacher's trying to tell people something and he's deflecting everybody's attention? Because he don't want to listen. But the ones that want to listen and want to learn, they have their attention on the teacher. That's where he wants our attention, dear ones. On him, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for you and I. And you know, when I think of that person that was on the cross next to him, and saw what Jesus was going through, all the ridicule, and still he didn't hate the people, because he says they don't know what they're doing. That man says, I want to be with you, Lord, in your kingdom. And what did Jesus tell him? Today, you will be with me in paradise. What a beautiful thought to be with Jesus Christ. To be with him. I don't want to just be in heaven. I want to be with Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Redeemer, my lover and friend. The name of the Lord be praised. Glory to God. Let us go down. Thank the Lord for the service. And for the word. Glory to you. Glory, glory, glory to you. Praise your holy and precious name, Father. Oh, glory to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.